struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 1027 The Bomb.
Okay, we got, and do not say Rose.
No.
We
no,
got
no, no,
Royce no, on the line no, for second no, date update no. on the 20s.
We got Royce the 5'9".
Which one is he again?
He's a rapper.
Yeah, I know.
He's an underground rapper, and Eminem discovered him, but he's a really good underground rapper that I like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What about Royce Gracie? Because it's spelled the same way.
Yeah, Royce. He has a son named Loy. Yeah, that's Royce.
There's a lot of Gracies out there.
But Royce is spelled with H.
I would not say anything bad because I'd rather not end up like a pretzel.
I like Prince Royce. He's a bachata singer.
Prince Royce, yes. He had a big song that came out one time.
That's insane.
Here in the States, I should say. And I can't remember who it was with.
Rose Royce did a bit.
Anyway, Royce.
Royce the 5'9", man. Yeah, you the man, right?
The Royce that matters.
Yes,
yeah.
The only Royce I hear.
Yeah, Royce, tell us about your date.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? Your date, how'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do?
So I met Megan on Bumble, and we met up. We were having a couple drinks and eating some poo-poos. We had a great conversation. Everything was going good, having a lot of fun. Felt like she was a great listener, which I appreciated. And I really don't remember much afterwards. I kind of had a lot to drink, but I just really want to reconnect with her. You know, she hasn't been answering my calls or texts, so I was just really like to know what's going on, you know?
Okay. So being that you partook quite a bit the adult libations.
Yes.
There's no way that you can recall how it ended. Like, was it end on a positive note?
Or
did you guys like have like a
so
nice
much.
Goodbye, or were you just
hammered?
I love you. Have my babies. I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes.
By the way, I'll still be drunk.
Yes, I will.
I really don't remember.
No. Oh,
well, we got our answer now. Yeah, we don't want you to call back.
In that case, Royce, say no more. We're going to make the call now.
Yes.
Royce, if you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let MJ, Joe, and I do the talking. I would say, I usually do say, we'll figure out what happened, but we are...
I don't even f***ing know what happened.
Yes.
I don't know.
She was just gone.
Alcohol was a good time.
I think. But like I said, I think we already know what happened, but we're trying. We got your back, sort of.
We'll
depending how bad it gets.
Yeah.
How bad it gets. Yeah.
Way back, though.
Okay? But just hold on the line. Don't say anything.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All good, my brother. All right, let's...
Hello,
is this Megan?
Yeah, this is Megan.
Hey, Megan, it's the Kayla Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
That would be MJ.
Are Megan me crazy.
Megan?
You stallion.
I hope one day you will see Megan.
Megan.
I like Megan. Yeah. Me again. Megan.
Megan me crazy and hope to see you.
Megan me crazy and I hope you get to see me again.
Me again.
Hi, Megan.
I enjoy that, Joe. Air high five. We're two by four. Hold on. 3, 2, 1, and
funny, bro.
I did slap your ass. All right, Megan. I gotta let you know we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. If that's cool.
Oh wow! Yeah.
All right. So Megan, we're calling about this guy. You met him on Bumble, to my recollection, and pun intended. Actually, pun intended. It got a little fuzzy after that.
Yeah.
Do you know who we're calling about?
Yes. I think you're talking about Royce.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
I think we already know why you never got back to him, but just for, you know...
Just to confirm it for us.
Yeah. Like, what happened?
Yeah, pathetic little Royce.
Yeah.
Not ready to move on.
What?
Oh, I thought it was just because he was hammered. Okay, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Little Royce couldn't even walk back to the Uber.
Oh,
so what happened? Not ready to move on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we went to eat and we had a few drinks and some poo-poos. We were having really good conversations. It was a really good time.
Prior to his drinking a half rack.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, the drinks, they kept coming, and he started bringing up his past.
Ooh.
The truth serum.
You know why I actually got Uber here too? Because I don't have a driver's license anymore. It's nuts. It's so crazy.
I got like 12 DUIs.
That's why my friends dropped me off.
Yes.
But I'd rather him not pick me up because I may tap that ass. Hey, hi, it's me again.
Well, he's actually talking about how much he hated his ex-girlfriend for hurting him.
Oh.
Then he goes into how much he did for her, this engagement ring he bought her before he found out she was cheating on him, and how he was going to propose.
And this is all happening in his heavily inebriated state.
On the first date.
Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
I think you can see where this is going. I felt like, what am I, psychologist or something? I mean, I don't know. He was crying and spent more drinks.
Jeez.
I mean, geez, he was telling me how they met, how they fell in love, how the relationship was in the beginning, and he just didn't understand what went wrong. And then he said she left him with a parting gift of chlamydia.
Oh,
wow.
What?
How many beers do you need to have? That little nugget of information to come out.
And I have a small penis.
Well, you guys, I think you get where I'm coming from. He was slobbering and slurring, and I was like really embarrassed for him.
He's over there, he's like, it's just a chlamydia.
Don't talk. Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed.
I'm so sorry.
I'm actually fuzzy in the brain.
That's gross.
So, you guys, I mean, I didn't want to just leave him like that because I thought, well, I'd be like an asshole. So I stayed, and he just kept going on and on. And then he dropped his head super hard, hit his head on a bottle, and split his forehead open, started bleeding everywhere.
That's why I couldn't remember
anything. This on purpose?
Not on purpose, no.
Oh,
but, you
know, he was just drunk, and he lost all control of his faculties.
His balance, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's blood running down his face, and I'm like, oh, my God. Grabbed some napkins, held him onto his head. I'm like, here, hold this. I had to take him to the hospital, and then I had to pay the restaurant bill.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Was it expensive? I mean, you guys had a lot of drinks.
He did, yeah. And so I'm thinking, okay, I think I'll just take him to the hospital and leave him there. But I get there, and they're, like, asking me all these questions because he's passed out. And they're talking to me, and I don't know anything. I just took out his wallet, and I'm looking in there, giving information that's in his wallet. So they just admitted him, and I left.
Oh my God!
What a nightmare.
Okay, so this was a mistake, but that's his wallet.
Yeah,
that's
his wallet. Yes.
Take care. Bye.
Don't tell him I brought you here.
Don't tell him I brought you here.
I wasn't here. I was not here.
Did I mention that my name is Kalidia?
Kalidia.
If he ever asks.
I was never here.
I was never here.
It was
but
a guy that dropped him off.
Well, I was here, and then you took some antibiotics, and now Kalidia is no longer here. Pretend antibiotics are here, and I'm going by.
Yeah. Never here. Wow.
Wow. Wow, I can't believe it.
Megan, I am so sorry to put you in this position. We just assumed that he just got too drunk. We didn't know the extent that everything else happened.
Injured himself.
Yeah, we have Royce on the other line.
Oh, no.
Royce, I don't...
Wow, Royce.
You know, this is one of those, like, ignorance is bliss. It's kind of a blessing you don't remember the rest of the date.
Yeah, I wish you never knew this, bro.
Yeah, I guess, so that's how I ended up at the hospital. I didn't even know how I got there. And then my ex-girlfriend was there. I guess they called her because she's on my emergency contact list. I was just wondering where you were. Like, I thought all this happened after our date. From what I remember, I feel like we were having a good time. You know, I could pay you. I really want to pay you back for the dinner. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be anybody's terrible date. I just really want to get to know you more and, you know, move on from my past life.
I don't think you want to move on.
This is one of those where you're not ready to move on yet.
Yeah.
That moving on, that requires you taking some time, being with yourself and beating your feelings a little bit. Let nature take its course. Say, like, and I've done it in the past.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Nature took its course last night.
Oh.
With a bottle of Yamazaki.
To the head.
No, but I've had yeah, that, you know, like, you know, you're hurt. You're still hurting over whatever relationship it is. Yeah, and you think, like, the best way to get at it is get back out there, right? And next thing you know, you have a few too many, and poor girl turns into your psychologist.
Yeah.
You know? Fortunately, I don't have any chlamydia stories.
Yes.
Or what, chlamydia. Chlamydia. Chlamydia is what we're calling your ex-girlfriend. That's right.
I think maybe the hangover, the concussion helped the healing process.
Oh.
Well, why don't you try getting drunk again with a different girl and then see how that works out? And then come check back in with all four of us, being Megan and the three of us here in studio.
Yeah.
Megan. Yeah, I got nothing.
I don't have anything. This
is all about, you need to take some time to get better.
Just heal.
Like, that's all you got. There's nothing anyone can say and or do, nonetheless yourself, that's going to help you get over your previous relationship, except for time.
Yeah. Yep. But keep getting back out there. That could help you as well, bro. Try to get one in and see how that works out.
Dude, just get I tried that. The only thing is women can smell it. They know, man. The instincts are strong in women, as you know, MJ and Megan.
Especially if you're in the act of doing and he calls you the wrong name.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. The second day update just took a turn. MJ, what happened?
I'm just saying that could happen, right? Because if he decides that he wants to get over somebody by doing something.
Over by getting under someone?
I called the wrong name one time. It was my own name.
Did you really?
No.
I know your story was BS. She experienced that at some point in time and then just doesn't want to talk about it.
I called somebody the wrong name.
Oh! What was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
Both of their names, you don't remember, bro.
I don't remember both names.
So there you go, Royce. That's what you do, man. You just go out, get hammered.
I don't remember anything.
What is your name, by the way? Are you drunk? Let's go do stuff, because you're not going to remember it tomorrow anyway. I just want to do it. I'm going to kill you. We're going to get one in. Are you ready? Yeah. I love you, Chlamydia. I love you so much. I miss you every night.
Give it to me.
I just want to give me another.
that
smells like Chlamydia.
Either that or COVID.